Praise the Lord. Let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank the Lord and we bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for the good health, strength that you give to each and every one of us. Thank you for the healing and your grace, the salvation of Jesus, the assurance, the hope that we have in you. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your church, and thank you for you. Place us in your family. And we pray in the name of Jesus, you lead us and you guide us. I pray for the protection of each and every one, job and income. I pray for good health for each and every one. I pray also, Lord, for protecting us from this COVID, sickness, and all the vices of the enemy. And I pray for protection for all the workers who are not going to get the vaccine. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, that you refill us once again with the Holy Ghost, that you will go and save you. We preach the gospel in every place that you had to place us. We pray for all the places that you had put your church here in UAE and in Oman, and in Iraq, and India, Sri Lanka, Kuwait, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, Uganda, and Nigeria. We pray, O God, that your name will be lifted up and your name will be glorified, O God, that we, the priests, will have favor from government and from you, that you will stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, and that you will grant us boldness to preach your word to the lost souls. And, O God, we pray also, Lord, that you will persevere in prayer, we persevere in our places of work. All my brethren are working, protect them, give them good health, strength, stamina to go on and save it, Lord. And even, Lord, we pray that you anoint this worship of yours. We invite the Holy Spirit to anoint each item of our worship today, the message, the giving. Oh Lord, let your name be lifted up and let your name be magnified, O God. We thank you, God. We ask you to bless the music, the singing, O God, and this recording. We thank you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's worship the Lord.
Take it. I will see. Don't hide your face from me. When I seek you, I will find you. Lord, light a fire again. I feel your life begin. I'll stand and testify. Lord, your strength abounds in me. Revival set me free. I am brand new. Lord, let your power grow. Inside my heart I know I will be changed. Lord, your glory will be shown. My life is not my own. I give it to you. Lord, your glory will be shown. My life is not my own. I give it to you.
Thank you, Lord, for this time of worship. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. And all the rest of the item of our worship today, let your name be lifted up and magnified. Speak to us and direct us with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. Lord, we thank you. For all that you give us, provide for us. We thank you for all the incomes that we receive, O God. And here we are, we bring to you our tithes and offerings and our first fruit. Lord, we pray that you look from heaven and open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people. Let your name be magnified, and also we ask to rebuke the devourer from this and everyone's life, and let be no fine, no penalties, and let people know that we are blessed by you. And I pray, Lord, you multiply this money and use it to reach the lost and to do what is needful. And I pray for those who have no job and income. You help them, Lord. You provide for them. You strengthen them. I pray for those who are having pending salaries not received, that they will receive it. Okay. And I pray for those who are not yet learned to bring to you what belongs to you. You teach them, O God. You guide them. And those who are holding and they don't want to give, Lord, I pray you touch their heart and teach them, O God, your ways. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's today continue to speak about faith and deed from the life of Abraham. And let's read again our Bible text, James chapter 2, verse 20 to 24. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without deed is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works, and when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that? How that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Today we'll go to the Genesis chapter 18, and we will understand what are the things that God wants us to do and work. The Lord visited Abraham after the event of the circumcision, and Abraham made for the Lord a feast. And on that visit, the Lord confirmed to him that his wife Sarah will bear him a child.
At the departure of the Lord, we can read the following discourse that had happened between God and Abraham. Let's open our Bible to book of Genesis, chapter 18. And we will read it from verse 16 and to the end. It says, and the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that things which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. But I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood here before the Lord, and Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there will be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of the whole earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I found 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet. But this once, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Anoint my lips and speak your word to your church and your people. Teach us your ways. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We have prayed, and God has said to Abraham in verse 18 and 19, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. Hear the good thing about the faith and the deeds of Abraham that we need to adopt in our lives is the statement of the Lord about him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment after his death. Abraham was not only committed to keep the ways of the Lord and obey God, but as well, you know, Abraham will command his children and his household after him, that after his death, after his departure, that they will keep the way of the Lord to do what is right and what is just, and to take the right decision that will make God happy and will please the Lord. You know, also for us now in the same way, every one of us need to be diligent to convey to his family and to the people under his care the ways of God, the ways of the Lord. And how we do that? By doing what's right and just, and always to take the right decision. You know, we need to persevere to do that by keeping ourselves living in the right example to our families, our households, and the people under our care, and the people around us. And in such way, when we commit ourselves to do the command of God, we also command our new disciples and teach them to keep the way of God and to obey his word. In this way, the next generation from our disciples and also our children will live in obedience to God, and that will move God to fulfill all his good promises to Abraham and to us today. What he promised us, he will fulfill it to our children, our disciples, our ministry, our church, and for the next generation. That's why we need to obey God today. God said about Abraham that the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. That's in verse 18. Why? How the nation will be blessed through him? What is the reason behind such? Because in his obedience to God, in keeping and disciplining his children, his household, and keeping them walking in the ways of God, the nation will see in him a good example, and they will follow his example in the same way also for us. God will bless the rest of the nations in the world when we who are followers of God learn to discipline ourselves, our children, our households, and the people under our care with the word of God and with the ways of God. When we and our household, our families, children, disciples, congregations are disciplined by the word of God and the ways of God, the nation around us will take example. On that same setup, and for the same reason, because of that, Abraham will be a good example to others and he will discipline his children. Based on that fact, on that visit, God was compelled to open up to Abraham of what he was about to do in dealing with the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. In verse 20 and 21, we can read, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know." You know, God went down when he visited Abraham. The purpose was also to check closely what was taking place in Sodom and Gomorrah before he will bring his final judgment on these places. Therefore, for this purpose, you know, we read in verse 22 that the men with him moved to Sodom. That's in verse 22. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. And when we continue the same verse, but Abraham stood here before the Lord. Abraham, when he heard that God will judge this city, he stood firm before the Lord to plead the cause of these cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. These cities are far away from God, and also to plead the cause of his brother Lot, that he lived there. Lot also and his family, they were living there in that place, in that wrong place, And also, Lord, we know he did not learn from his previous lesson to leave that place. And here we are called to be like Abraham, to express our faith indeed that this deed, what deed that we need to express is to show love and to show our compassion to all the lost souls, to all the wicked, and even to the wicked who does not know God. We need to show love by praying and interceding for them, and also for the backsliders of our brethren who live the right way and the sound teaching, because we can see in the spirit the coming judgment of God on them. That will, that in this way, as we see the coming judgment of God on them, we need to move earnestly to pray and intercede for them to repent and to come back to the Lord by coming out from the wrong place and wrong spiritual situation that they are in, back to the Lord, back to his church, and back to the mysteries of God. In verse 23, we read what the Lord, what Abraham said to the Lord. And Abraham, because he was now standing interceding, and Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Abraham was asking God a question, if God would destroy the righteous with the wicked. In this way, Abraham was challenging God and made him accountable that he should not allow any righteous person to perish while he is judging these cities. You know, Abraham had moved with compassion toward the human souls. You know, the people that they were living in these cities, and also toward Lot and his family, Abraham moved with compassion, and that's why he prayed. And read verse 24, but he said further to God, "Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein?" You know, here Abraham put a figure of on God, that 50 person, if there are 50 righteous people in that city, that God would seriously not consider sparing the whole city for their sake. He's saying that he will not spare the city if there are 50. You know, here we can see the love of Abraham and his compassion. He's appealing with God for the lost souls not to be perished. And the same love and compassion need to be in us. And when we have such love, we can continue to pray, intercede, and God will listen. You know, the love and the compassion in the heart of Abraham and the mercy of God in his heart toward the lost souls enabled Abraham to speak more to God. That's it, verse 25. "That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of the whole earth do right?" Abraham challenged God to do right, to forgive and give another chance for the wicked to repent. And the Lord responded to Abraham pleading and answered him. Let's read verse 26. He said to him, and the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake." You know, and when the Lord answered Abraham in such way, that was encouragement for Abraham to continue to plead with God, asking for mercy upon the cities. If the number of the righteous people are less than 50, and we have read it from verse 27 up to verse 32 that Abraham was little by little going down, it become 40, 30, then 20, then 10. And he told him, if there's 10, you will destroy the city. You know, and God agreed with him that God will spare the cities if he will find 10 people, righteous in these cities. And after this, you know, God went his way, and Abraham also went to his place. as we read in verse 33, and the Lord went his way as soon as he left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned into his place. God wants us full of love and compassion toward the lost souls, toward the non-believers of the people around us, and toward the backsliders of our brethren, to pray for them, pray to God to give them chance and opportunity to repent of their sins. And you know, the next day, the Lord fulfilled what he agreed with Abraham. And we know, since there was less than 10 people, righteous, God overthrew these cities. But he saved Lot and two of his daughters who were willing to go out with the angels. And that was the fruit, the true fruit of Abraham's prayer and intercession. We can read in that in Genesis chapter 19, verse 27 to verse 29. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Let's come now to God. Let us examine ourselves. Examine yourself with the Holy Spirit about the message that you receive. Are your deeds go along faith in God? Are you directing your children, household, and disciples along the law of God and his ways? Are you a good example for others to follow God? Are you full of love and compassion and have mercy on the lost souls? Are you keeping praying and pleading and interceding for the lost souls, and especially the backsliders of our brethren, to come back to God? Lord, thank you for your word to us. Thank you for your answering our prayers, teaching us, Lord, to intercede, to plead with you. And Lord, we continue to plead today for our brethren, the backsliders. Bring them back to their senses. Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Give them chance to repent. We forgive them, God. Have mercy on them in the name of Jesus. O God, we trust that you will answer our prayers. And here we commit ourselves to you to continue to pray and intercede. And we will discipline our children, our disciples, our household with the ways of yours. O God, bless us. Lord, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.